Okay, turn to page 144. Huh? We will continue from where we stopped yesterday. This is based on lesson 5 of the Satipatthana Sutta and Meditation class, which was held in the year 2014, 6th of April, at Wu Bing Ching Sa. So there are some notes taken to assist in the understanding. Huh? There was a question by one of the Kayamita. Pure Land chanting, is it meditation? I think this is the question where a lot of people fail to understand, unless they are from the Mahayana or Pure Land tradition. So people must understand that Pure Land chanting is not only a meditation, it can also lead to enlightenment. So I will explain to you. 1.1, it is a way to develop the 5 spiritual faculties. Just like what Sister Monica said, chanting is only one of the methods or technique or skillful means used to anchor your mind. But the Pure Land chanting is more than that. Because in the Pure Land tradition, they have this great faith in the Buddha and the Bodhisattva that they chant. And due to the great vows of these Buddhas and Bodhisattva, it can arise the causes and conditions for them to develop the strong faith to connect to their vows. Their vows are very heavy and very extensive, and also very powerful because of their great virtue, wisdom, and perfection. Hence, all these vows can become part of nature's law, and they will manifest and respond on their own naturally. That is, you don't have or you don't need to have the Buddha or Kuan Yin Bodhisattva to be all over the places to listen to you and to respond. Because of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas' great vow, if you chant with understanding and you do it sincerely with very strong faith, it can help you to develop a very strong affinity with their nature. And that faith and affinity will connect you to their vows. And their vows will bring forth the causes and conditions to assist you to progress along the path of Dhamma and help you develop the 5 spiritual faculty needed for you to develop the meditation. Then how from there it leads to heedful living. That's why even though you see them like only chanting, but in actual fact they are training their mind to be heedful via mindfulness of the Buddha's name. The faith in the Buddha's name will arise, the strong sadha, due to the repeated chanting with understanding. Like they may chant Amitabha Buddha, Amitabha, Amitabha, Amitabha. So this will develop the faith, the vibration, the very soothing vibration. Then because of the vow, you chant the Buddha's name, it creates affinity for you to connect. So that's the reason why. Leading to the second spiritual faculty of Virya. Then together with the sati developed via chanting, walking, and bowing, this is what they do when they long for and other things, it will bring forth the sati and samadhi needed to develop the clear mind, which is the meditative or silent mind without thought, to see things as they are, to arise wisdom, which is the last of the 5 spiritual faculties. So when sati and samadhi are established, then during every moment of their daily living, when they see, hear, smell, taste, and tactilely feel something, they will be very different because they will be no longer heedless like before. Instead, they will be heedful most of the time. And their mind are very peaceful, calm, and just aware without thought. Hence the clarity of mind most of the time. And this is possible because they hold their mantra with faith and they do it very sincerely and diligently. Then the next paragraph, 1.3, overcoming the five mental hindrance leading to direct seeing. To develop the meditation, we only need to develop these five spiritual faculties, which will help us overcome the five mental hindrances that hinders one from becoming peaceful and mindful. These five mental hindrances, you don't have to fight them, control or suppress them, or worry about them. Once these five spiritual faculties of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya are there, the hindrances will cease to be. And then the mind with Sati and Samadhi will have the clarity to see things as they are, to arise the wisdom. So this is how it can happen. Then their mind is no longer heedless, and they will no longer see things with the conditioned mind. There is no more seeing with your views and opinions and the egoic mind, and their thoughts will no longer interfere with the direct seeing, which will lead to the awakening, understanding, and the enlightenment. They will see the dependent origination within their own form and mind. They will start to understand the Four Noble Truths on their own. Then they will start to see clearly what the Buddha meant by the five mental hindrances and the five spiritual faculties. They will also see clearly the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion within their own mundane mind, and why the Buddha called them evil roots. They will also come to understand how the seven factors of enlightenment come to be, and how their sense bases actually function. That is how, upon contact, consciousness and feeling comes to be. And because they have sati and samadhi, they will also have the ability to see clearly how through delusion one is conditioned into negativity, grasping, clinging, and attachment. Then how suffering comes to be. Then when they are just silent and aware, they will come to understand how the arising of the non-arisen mental hindrance of mind comes to be. Then later on, when they continue to be just silent and aware, they will come to understand how the disappearance or abandoning of the arisen mental hindrance come to be. Then how through non-delusion, they will understand how the non-arising in the future of the abandoned mental hindrance come to be, and how all these are possible. This is how they will cultivate the Satipatthana, or four foundation of mindfulness. So this one is very clear. Then how does it lead to enlightenment, the direct seeing? Sati will allow them to also understand how their mind stir via their delusion to react to sense experiences, to arise their craving or their evil roots, to condition their own suffering. This is how Pure Land chanting can also lead to the enlightenment in the here and the now. Note, sati is awareness or mindfulness before the knowing, and samadhi is the collected and unwavering silent mind. So this is a revision. Cultivation of the five spiritual faculties of meditation, this one I have gone through, I just read through. Sadha or faith will make your mind calm and confident and composed. Hence, no more restlessness and doubt. And when the virya is there, you will not be sleepy anymore. Well, this virya or spiritual zeal will drive you to cultivate diligently. Then when you have sati, you are not heedless anymore. You are mindful and always aware. And your mind is always with the moment in sati. And when you stabilize it, samadhi will arise. With samadhi established, the mind will be collected and unwavering. Hence, it can see things as they are to understand the truth and the reality, leading to the wisdom. Once these spiritual faculties are cultivated, you will automatically know how to meditate. Mind and chanting as one. That's why when you chant and chant until that four how or the Buddha's name, and the awareness become one. That is, mind and chanting as one. Like there is no one to chant, just an awareness of the chanting, of the vibration, Then their sati was stabilized. At that time, they will be very different, where the five spiritual faculties that are so stable will transform them. Then throughout the day, even when they are not chanting the Buddha's name, they will also have that type of mind. It will like chant by itself. You don't chant also, it is there. It will be there. Huh? Then awareness of chanting. There was this very soothing and continuous chanting of Amitofo, 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 yeah, going on in its background. So as I listened to that chanting, which was repeated many times on the background, I was also able to follow and chant it so naturally and so mindfully. I can chant it until it becomes like very clear to me. Then one day while I was driving, all of a sudden this chanting just arise from inside my brain. And there was such clarity that I stopped my car somewhere and silenced my mind to listen to it. It was like the mind and chanting was in complete harmony and synchrony as one. I remember initially I was chanting. Then all of a sudden it was like no one is chanting. Then everything stopped. Then somewhere underneath the brain, from behind the forehead, the chanting automatically come out. And the mindfulness on it was so stable and so clear. And it just stayed there, fully aware of everything. That's how I came to know this type of Pure Land chanting can be developed. Can also develop the five spiritual faculties of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Samadhi leading to the wisdom. And how the mind can become one with it. And there was a realization that there was no one to chant. And the nature within is just aware, fully aware. The chanting just repeat itself, and there was just an awareness of it. So the real chanting is very different because there is no one to chant. It's just the mind that is aware of phenomena. Whether it's physical, mental, or nature's phenomena. In this case, it is a mental phenomenon. Then cultivation of the four foundations of mindfulness. All these are possible when you have properly developed all the spiritual faculty until they are very stable. Then even in the midst of our daily life, your mind will be very different. Because the stability of your sati and samadhi, you will be able to see your mental intention, your aggregates of mind, like your feeling, perception, activity of mind, emotion, mind state, etc., including the consciousness. Then you will also see your mental and physical flow. And after that, you will be able to use it to cultivate the four foundations of mindfulness. And your wisdom will keep on arising. The four foundations of mindfulness cultivation will bring forth the enlightenment because the cultivation of the four foundations of mindfulness will accumulate into the cultivation of the four noble truths. Then the four noble truths, which is the meditation as taught by the Buddha, is the noble eightfold path. Because it leads to the end of all suffering, which is the enlightenment in the here and the now. So finally, whatever meditation you do, it does not lead you back to the four foundations of mindfulness, the four noble truths, and the noble eightfold path. Then it's not the meditation as taught by the Buddha. Then the next one is 1.9, cultivation of the noble eightfold path. If you think chanting alone is the meditation, then you can be deceived. Chanting is just a technique or a skillful means to initially train your mind to develop the five spiritual faculties of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya, needed to overcome the five mental hindrances. Then, after that, only the real meditation begins. That is, after the five spiritual faculties has been cultivated and your daily mindfulness stabilized, then only the real meditation, which is the cultivation of the Noble Eightfold Path, via daily mindfulness can begin. And within the Noble Eightfold Path, we have the Samasati path factor. which is the ultimate, sorry, which is the cultivation of the four foundations of mindfulness, which is also the focus of our Dhamma discussion. Understanding the essence of the Buddha's teaching. Hope this is clear, and that is also the reason why I had always advised you all that meditation is to be done with understanding. Otherwise, you are wasting your time and you cannot progress because you are not focused and you are actually doing it without proper understanding. So be very clear about the whole teaching. Pariyati, or listening to the teaching or doctrine, is the first phase of the Dhamma. Only after that, only after having a very clear understanding of the Dhamma, then only can one put the practice into, the Dhamma into practice in daily life, effectively leading to the second phase of Dhamma cultivation, which is Patipatti. But be patient with Pariyati, otherwise one become gullible. When cultivating, change the word, make a note, when. Be patient with Pariyati, otherwise one become gullible when cultivating Patipatti. The word should be when, make a note. Heedfulness equals to ever mindful to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, same as earlier on. One must understand that the essence of the Buddha's teaching is the Four Noble Truths, and how from there all the other teaching comes to be. How and why the Buddha highlighted the importance of heedfulness via Dhammapada verses 21, 22, and 23 need to be understood, and why one must understand what heedfulness is. So heedfulness is ever mindful to cultivate the meditation. That's why it's ever mindful to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, which is the meditation as taught by the Buddha. Then 2.2, sati, first factor of enlightenment. That's the reason why the first factor of enlightenment is sati, because without sati, there is no meditation. And without sati, there is no heedfulness. And according to Dhammapada verse 21, without sati, you are heedless, and the heedless are accepted spiritually. All these are very clear. So to connect and develop the meditation, one must initially train one's mind to be heedful. This one is very clear, emphasis many times already. Then how to stabilize the mind or sati to cultivate the four foundation of mindfulness. This is also the reason why the first category of training of the four foundation of mindfulness of kaya anupassana is anapanasati, which is just to train the mind to be mindful or aware of the in and out breath. To do just that, then stabilize it and use it to cultivate mindfulness of the four posture, leading to the daily mindfulness to develop all the other subsequent four foundation of mindfulness training and cultivation. So when this is understood, you will progress. Okay, pitfall of thought-based meditation we have gone through, but this one is a good summary. So all this, when you understand, you will know how to proceed with the meditation. Otherwise, you just debate. Well, most living beings are gullible. This one should be the thought-based meditation. They thought meditation is some form of fantasy, or like very mystical. Then when they meditate and develop some form of special experience that other people don't experience, then they think this is very special. Then they attach and cling, and they want to know, is it a sign that I had achieved or realized? That's how one debates, because they don't understand what their focus is. They don't inquire to find out what is meditation. When you don't have a clear understanding of what you do, you will end up keep debating. Then you may also end up having fantasy about meditation. That's how many cultivators or meditators got trapped. And the other danger is they cannot see thought. They cannot see the danger of thought. They cannot understand what sati is. And because sati is beyond thought, and if you continue to allow thought to come in and distract you, then it will become thought-based meditation instead of mindfulness-based meditation. All of thought-based meditation will not bring you the meditative result that you are looking for. Because what you want to realize is the Dhamma, which is akaliko. Akaliko means timeless. This Dhamma is beyond time, beyond thought. So if the instrument you use to meditate is thought, you cannot reach it because you are limited by the instrument you use to develop the meditation. So with this, I think it should be very clear by now that you shouldn't make the same mistake again. And by now, you also should start to understand why I keep on emphasizing in the past that meditation has to be done with understanding. You don't just blindly follow instruction, just like what the Buddha told the Kalamas. You should not believe what the spiritual teacher tells you, even the Buddha himself. You have to investigate and find out. Then when you understand, you will be very clear. Your mind will be very different. And you will know how to proceed with the meditation. Otherwise, you become gullible. Then again, you debate. Okay? So this is clear. If you got any question, you put up your hand. Then we can discuss it. Then there is another question by Chui, Sister Chui. He said, Brother Teo, I'm afraid I had to ask this somewhat simple question. Sati in Pali means mindfulness or awareness because I see the word being used interchangeably and sometimes I just get confused. Can you please explain again? See? This lady, luckily she asked. Otherwise she don't understand because she saw this word sati. Then everybody use the word mindfulness. I say it's a very good question. You see, sati is a Pali word. It's translated as mindfulness, a very commonly accepted translation, but nobody really inquire into this word mindfulness. You split the two words, then you will get the meaning. When you split into two means what? Mind in? So this word mindfulness will become mind in fullness. But they never ask, full of what? Full of thought, how can it be mindfulness? Understand now? No, understanding is the wisdom part. When you have mindfulness, then through the direct seeing, you get the wisdom, then full of understanding. But before the direct seeing, when you haven't awakened, your mind is full of what? Very good, awareness. If you are not aware, then the thought come in. Understand now? There's an awareness is what? Mindfulness is what? Mindfulness is awareness before the knowing. You're just aware, silent, no thought, nothing. That's why you have peace. You remember? Tranquility, silent, joy, all this. When there is no thought, it is just aware. That's why there is space. Understand? No mental thinking. Space between thought. Understand? So mind must have space. So this space is space between thought, understand not? Space between thoughts. Yeah, thank you. So this space is like the day what I draw. You got one thought, first thought, let's say. Then there is this space. Second thought. Then after that, another one. But if you are heedless, do you have this space? Because your thinking is so heedless, continuously, non-stop. Like the day we went through, you can see and be aware of it. So this one is a space. So space between thought. You can say this. Or this one. So this another thought, let's say, the third one. Then it continues. But you hardly have any space, then like this morning I say, you cannot use it, understand or not? You got anything also cannot put down. There's no more space because you cluttered your brain and your mind with all the rubbish. Then every time you worry, fear, then you are lost inside that brain, the mundane mind. Then how can you move? Then you got your right and reacher, your pantang, your custom, your views, your opinion. So everything you're scared, where you lack understanding, then you have doubt. So all these doubts prevent you from moving. You don't know correct or not, can or not. Then, is this correct? I am Buddhist now. Did the Buddha teach this? How must I act? So all these are your doubt, understand? And you accumulate them inside there where you are not sure. That's why without understanding, without wisdom, without the heedfulness, your mind cannot be in order. Your mind cannot have space. Your mind will have a lot of rubbish inside there. And all these are content of consciousness of the heedless people, deluded people. When you don't have understanding, then this might become like that. That's why it's chaotic. No more order. Simply do things full of delusion. That's how all the negativity of mind state go in, the mental hindrance, the three evil roots. Then all the mental state that we wrote about, the negative one, your fear, your worry, your envy, your jealousy, your whatever doubt and all those things. Then the cunningness, deceitfulness, scars of memory, all this you deposit. That's why you got no space until so cluttered. Then this one is memory that you hold. So when you hold, what happens? Thought is respond to memory. They say, keep on arising, keep on arising. And you keep on playing with it. You're playing the game of suffering. Where you attach, you hold, you cling, you give meaning to all this that you hold on to. Then your unfinished life situation or whatever that you call problem, understand or not? Everything that you don't know how to resolve, what you do? You postpone, is it? You dare not make decision, is it? Like your health problem, you don't know how to resolve. Your financial problem, you don't know how to resolve. Like you owe Tai Long money, or you owe somebody money, deadline coming already. Career problem, you're scared you get love letter, dismissed. So what you do? When you got relationship problem, girlfriend problem, and all things, or entangle with police, legal problem, court case problem, or you accident, hit somebody, then you scared you will be sued. So all these problems, you don't know how to resolve because you don't know the Dhamma, you don't have Noble Eightfold Path. What you do? What do you do? You let it be in the negative way there. You don't know how to solve, understand? Then throughout the day, what happened? Because it's a problem. You don't have a solution. So this thought keep on arising. Well, the fear that you deposit there keep on arising. Well, you worry about it. So when it continuously arise, what happened? It haunts you nonstop. That's how people become depressed, cuckoo. Because they never solve problem. If you understand and perceive things with wisdom and wholesomeness, there is no problem. I already told you, isn't it? But when you don't know how to perceive things as they are with wisdom, to accept them for what they are, then you perceive it with fear, worry, anxiety. You project your thought. Means you perceive it negativity. That's how the problem remains. That is what the Buddha said, attachment, clinging, grasping. You hold. You don't have a solution. So Jay Krishnamurti called this, he didn't use the word heedlessness, because the Buddha used. He called this, what they call, I don't know what word he used here for. He didn't use the word heedless. He didn't say you're stupid. He said you don't understand life. He said you don't understand. Now I remember. He said you live a life of delusion. Is correct, but easier to understand word. Yeah, you live a life of. Just now we talk about this one, isn't it? We talk about order, isn't it? When there is no order, you live a life of. Use a red ink. When you live a life of disorder, means chaotic. Understand or not? Like I say, when there is disorder, what happened? There will be war, riot, problem. That's why you didn't finish what you doubt, what you don't understand, and what you are holding. That's why this one continue to live on in your brain. As what? As your problem. Understand? Then you carry them, you hold them, you attach to them, you accumulate in there. Then constantly you recall it because you worry. You got worry, fear, anxiety, because you haven't have an answer to it. So this is what Krishnamurti said, you live a life of disorder. Disorder means your brain is in disorder. Well, all these are unresolved issues, understand not? You use the word unresolved issue. Disorder means unresolved issue. Or the so-called problem. Because you call it problem, whatever that you cannot resolve, and you perceive it in negativity and fear, it becomes a problem. That's how suffering comes to be. That's how human beings get afflicted. Then your brain is in disorder because you live a life of disorder. There is no order, understand not? Inside there, all the doubt, all the fear, all the worry, all the anxiety, because this mind is not in order. So how do you resolve this so that there is order? How do you have order? Like you live in a country, how can there be law and order in a country? Every time they got problem, what they do? If they don't have a law to regulate this, what do? They come out with a law to regulate it, isn't it? Correct or not? So you live in a conditioned world. What are the laws that regulates your behavior and life? I can't hear. Of course, you keep precept, you follow, don't violate the law. But the law is called what? Law of karma, understand? The five major order, pancha niyama. That also cannot remember. So if these are the law, you have to follow it. You break the law, what happened? In society, when there is a government, or there is a king or emperor, they punish you, understand? Because the law say you cannot steal. If they caught you, there is a law that say. That's why there is a judge that judge you. But nature's law, law of karma, is not like society. Understand? This one is a impersonal law. It's a nature's law. It never discriminates. You cannot bribe the law. Understand? You think you got a lot of money, you can talk to the law of karma. Hey, don't punish me. This one give you. He doesn't need this, understand? Because this fellow is not a human being. It's not a living being. It's an impersonal law. The boundary condition already set. That's why that one you cannot bribe. You cannot go and grease. You know what is grease? When you got problem, you put some grease in there. So that's smoother, isn't it? No resistance, isn't it? So, 有水、果水、无水、神水, that's the meaning. You grease with water, or we are called 水, 水 means got money, understand? Then they say, when you have money coming in, he said, your water pipe is very big, 水喉很大. Then when drought that time, one drip also don't have. So life is to be understood. If you got unresolved issues or problem, then what must you do? You have to resolve it, isn't it? Correct or not? Let's say you break the law. You have to settle, isn't it? Admit the fine is less. Understand or not? Don't admit proven guilty, lagi teruk. Understand or not? So admit means what? Accept that you have done wrong. Then ask the judge for what? Leniency. Understand or not? And say, forgive me, because first time I didn't know. Then lenient sentence. Maybe from 3 to 10, the rotan, maybe hit you 3. Or sometimes 1. Then sometimes first time, okay, benefit of the doubt, go to jail for a certain period. No rotan. Understand or not? So it's just like the nature's law. When you understand, you admit that this is wrong. Then you ask for forgiveness, like you plead for leniency. You say, I'm really sorry. Then when you do that, the nature's law also somehow will have its own way to resolve the karmic obstruction, so that your karmic negativity, the friction, will not block you. That's why it will not obstruct you. Then you can have people who can help you. Then sometimes the court say, okay, this one is a bailable offense. Then you got good people come and foot the bill for you. Not bill, bail, bail, pay the bill for you. So you have this type of thing in society. Right? So nature's law also, in a similar way, when you ask for forgiveness, repent, then the coming obstruction means you go to jail, no need. On bail, you can come out. Well, I guarantee, if this fellow don't behave, don't appear in court the next time, then the money you pay, forfeited. Understand? Or? So asking for forgiveness is like that. Means like I pay my bill. Okay? And then, hopefully, you let me come out, I live my life again. But if I repeat again, after I make that thing, means I ask for forgiveness, then I sincerely repent, but I break again, I didn't do. What happened? The next time you commit, you think the judge is going to give you leniency or not, going to set bail or not. He said, passport also confiscate. You didn't appear in court. So in a similar way, nature's law has its own regulation. So Hitler, every time you violate, they say, this fellow never learned. So what do you do? Sentence him to life sentence. Understand? So that you cannot come out. Under law of karma, life sentence is what? Avicii hell, understand? Cannot come back to the human realm. So suffer there very long. So, life sentence means what? Lifetime jail in the jail, no, prison. And it's hell, understand? You think prison very nice? You think you can be like those politicians who got contact on, can come out and eat Kentucky, Bak Kut Teh, then go back on. Then inside there got comfortable bed on. That one grease, understand? So a lot of these things, if you reflect on society, you can roughly understand. So what I want you to understand is, these are law. You cannot go against. So when you have wisdom, the Dhamma, your life will not be in disorder. You know not? No more doubt. No more right and ritual. No more belief system. You know the right view. That's why you have right view. You know how to act. You know how to arise your thought. You know how to communicate properly. You know how to live your life in accordance. Then you don't violate. Then everything understood. Get resolved. No more problem. Nothing hang over. Understand or not? Resolve means what? Krishnamurti used this word, no? You must every day die. You know why it's everyday die? Huh? My teacher say you must learn how to die before you die. Krishnamurti say you must die every day. How you die? Die of your problem, understand or not? Your unresolved issue, understand or not? He said, don't carry. Every day, resolve it, finish. Don't carry over so that you got good sleep. Understand or not? You carry in your brain, your memory, your worry, attachment. You think you can sleep well or not? Huh? Can sleep well or not? Let's say you got health problem. Then suddenly chest pain. What did your thought tell you? Ayo, I think heart attack coming. I better call ambulance. Or I better go and see a doctor. Or I better get myself admitted. You know in Hokkien what? What delta? Huh? Like you worry, huan lo, how many delta? Not only that, the Hokkien word. Tataji, be kun. Why? Cannot sleep. Why? But you worry, so much fear, understand or not? So this is what the mundane mind is doing to you. And because you don't understand, you believe the thought, you go and worry. What did the Buddha say? What did I say? These are evil roots. Make you evil, make you miserable, cause your karmic downfall. So what must you do? Huh? You must not think this thought, understand or not? Because I already said, no amount of fear and worry and anxiety can solve your problem, correct or not? So, all these are unresolved, and you go and worry. All the fear. So, you don't understand. You use your thought negatively, create so much negative vibration, cause yourself to mutate, cause yourself to be stressed out. It's just like you are holding on to something that torments you mentally. You cannot see. That's what the Dhamma is. So when the Dhamma understand, what does it do? Resolve it. That's what Krishnamurti said, learn to die. Every day die of your problem. Understand not? For me, every moment you must die. Understand not? You know what is every moment you must die? Every moment also resolve it, no more problem. You know how to resolve it or not? We already went through so many times. What did the Buddha say? Whatever that is of the nature to arise, is of the nature to pass. No reality, empty. Then whatever that have arisen, they are? Means what? Nature's law, understand? This is a reality. If I accept this reality, I got problem or not? I don't have a problem in there. Well, this thing happened to everybody, isn't it? Not only me. In the morning chanting, you also chant. You can follow or not? So if I accept means, I don't project my thought, I don't worry, I don't have fear. Then, do you have order? Are you in order? No fear, no worry, no anxiety. Then what you do? The mind has clarity. Well, I don't panic. I don't fear. My heart rate don't pound. I am very calm, very composed. Like that Kalyanamitta send the husband, life and death, but very calm. Understand? Then you attend to your problem. Then with the clarity you are, what happened? What did I did wrong? Then after you understand what happened, you say, okay, there are causes and conditions, like the Buddha say, karma. Understand? Mainly karma, where you are born of it, air to it, condition and so on. So what you must do? You do what you have to do. Do you understand? Do what you have to do means what? If it's a mistake, admit, repent, vow not to do it. Then cultivate so that you take care of karma. Then evoke power of merit for causes and causes for you to recover from this health problem. Then you need to see doctor, see doctor. You need medication, see a good doctor. That's how. Like your car sent to mechanic. If that mechanic 6:30 want to tell you one, how? You know what it tell? Take advantage of you. That's how. So you go to this type of mechanic, you sure cannot think, understand not? Why? Your last time, previous life, you were a mechanic that think of people, understand not? So now you will end up with this type of mechanic. But you are very lucky, like Garrett. What happened? Power steering failed. Rich here only failed. Then got problem. Then suddenly, there is one guy, came to the temple, he was also a mechanic, you know. Garrett don't know, you know. So when Garrett was looking at his car, he told me, this mechanic guy was there looking, you know. Oh, he said, your car. Oh, he said, I think a mechanic. He said, I mechanic. Straight away, the mechanic take his car. That's why he retreat. Resolve. Understand? No more issue. Otherwise, how to retreat? How to meditate? Ayo, my power steering, how? Instead of meditating, instead of silent mind, the thought comes. Ayo. One more day, tomorrow go home already. You know. Power steering still down. You know. Oh, I cannot drive back. You know. Then my wife, my children, those who follow me are also strangled. You go and worry. You know. Solve your problem. You know. Won't solve it. Eh? That's why you must let people know. Then people contact Sifu. Sifu say, yeah, this is my mechanic. He's a good mechanic, reliable. Take the car. Then like our sister, eye problem, came to me. And I said, don't worry. Go and buy off-track. Did you buy off-track? Very good. So better or not? Huh? You sure don't know, because you are not worrying about it already. Well, this morning, come on, brother, I cannot meditate. This one, keep on making me worry, you know. Yeah, whole morning cannot meditate, eh? But, you worry, eh? Does it help? It won't help. That's why luckily you come and talk to me, understand? Then this morning I saw Sui An send you there. I specifically told Sui An, don't buy eye drop, no. Buy the optrack to clean. Then after you clean, I saw you can sit so long. No. You realize you are sitting very quietly, or not? Definitely, then I ask you better or not, you say don't know. Don't know yet. I know. It cannot be overnight, instantly, okay one. Everything also need time. Like me, for last night, after we sent the thing, she recovered. The fever all gone. Then this morning, she was so much better, but didn't want to go and expose herself to the weather, which is very cold. So, Ingby was very kind, took the breakfast up. Then he was so lucky, I came out, then I was going to my room with my water. Then I saw her coming out, holding the bowl. Oh, I said, you want to go down? Please don't. I will take it down for you. He said, no, brother, Tio, trouble you, cannot. He said, you don't worry, you are sick, understand? Then, of course, I also say, we know each other for so long, since university day, understand? What is that, you understand? So, don't be shy, don't let the thought worry, but because you really sick, you need people to help you. That's why after that she very, very grateful. Then she said, I am okay already. She said, well, I sweated last night. The fever is more or less gone. So he said, afternoon when the weather hotter, she may come and join us. I hear already, yeah. Wow, sadhu. Wow, sadhu, sadhu. I didn't know. I thought you wait till noontime. Sadhu, sadhu. I must change my spec. Yeah, this is a reading glass. I cannot see you all. Yeah, Mi Feng was here. So last night, you remember? We invoke power of merit, we transfer. But before that, I already did. Because my wife came and tell me, she said, Mi Feng still not good. Before dinner time. So immediately, I reflected, contemplated, then I invoke power of merit. Because this retreat is very wholesome. Then immediately, I sent. Then after that, I saw before the night session. He was talking to Sui An, I think. Sui An. Then he said, sweated out already. Then I heard the sweat came out already. Then I said, rest. Then I came back to the class. Then at first she said, next morning, want to go and see doctor. I said, don't worry, you sweat already, you should be okay. Then you rest. She recovered. So a lot of things you know how to use, you can resolve. You don't have to worry about it. Then she told me, I meditate in the room. No different, is it? Correct or not? This is how you resolve issue. You don't want to worry about issue. So now you know how to die or not, every moment. We have got problem. You quote me, don't worry. Brother Tio said, the reality, accept. But don't go and accept, then go and cry inside. Understand? Accept means what? There are causes and conditions, karma. So I do what I have to do. We have no amount of fear, worry, anxiety can help you solve your problem. Why off? They can't see the book. On the light. Why you want to off the light? Is it very bright? You can read your book or not? Some of you can't, isn't it? I need this light, you know. Never mind, we will donate to them, understand not? So don't. Unless we really can save a few, you try. But don't worry about this, because these are certain things that you understand money was spent. No, center one, this. Center one. No, that one is, you can offer, that one. Center one, this one. No. No, not the box. The box is this two. The down there one. Okay. Thank you. So now you know how to resolve or not? You know how to resolve your problem or not? We are what? Accept the reality. No right, no wrong. Yesterday, right on the whiteboard already. Just because rub all, you forgot. 对, yeah? 不对, yeah? 无论如何? 人数 is what? 波罗蜜. Then, you cultivate patience some more. Blessing. If I don't have problem, I don't know how to apply. Understand not? Then when I apply, Brother Teo is right. No right, no wrong. Thing is just the way it is. Well, the Buddha already said, right according to who? Conventional truth, relative truth. No, the reality is like that. Deluded people do deluded thing. Heedless people do heedless thing. Selfish people do selfish thing. They are just the way they are. So you also make mistake. You get yourself into trouble because you don't understand. You didn't take care. Then the first number two reality hit. After it hit, what to do? You have to resolve it, isn't it? Through what? Right view. To accept and understand that it's karma. Then when I accept, I don't fear. I don't project. I don't worry. Well, I know this one won't solve my problem. Then what do? I have clarity of mind. Then what do? I look at it clearly, reflect on it, contemplate on it. What are my options? How can I move? How can I resolve this? The last word is what? Amicably, so that nobody gets hurt means no karmic effect. Understand not? This is what Noble Eightfold Path is all about. It's not easy to apply, I tell you. After I repeat so many times, how many of you really got it? Only those who cultivate, who understand. You only understand words and Dhamma. You don't know how to apply. Then you learn bits and pieces. You become better, but you still don't know how to apply, I tell you. Because I realize, human being nowadays, maybe it's because different nature, At first, I thought people need Dhamma, no? So I share Dhamma. After I share Dhamma, I see no change. No? Then what I do? I repeat. No? Repeat also no change. No? Then I thought maybe no written word. Go and get people to do transcript, you know, or people volunteer to do transcript. You know? Then Kayamita Fund print, no? We do editing, proofreading. Then what happened? Book also lazy to take. Then some come, long time didn't come already. I think this one I don't have, that one. Then bring back, put in the shelf. Never read. You understand or not? That's why you never learn. You are not serious. Like my wife green marker, good for the eye. Mark everywhere. All the Dhamma is there, you never mark. You never mark, never reflect, never contact. How can you understand? After you mark, you think you know, you must put it into practice, cultivation, test it out. You do or not? That's why you have to start doing. Those do will benefit. Then you love yourself. You improve your life. You change your. You become heedful. You no longer heedless. Then you understand this is a game of suffering. Foolish. Every day I carry problem around. If I don't resolve, my brain and my mind got no order. Understand not? Then disorder means what? Riot, war, crime, criminal, everything there. That's why they cannot kau-kau, understand or not? Their life, not in order. then there is no space to move because don't have wisdom, don't have right view, doubt. Your rites and ritual, your belief system, your tradition, pantang, understand? Then all your tradition, this type of belief. Then you worry here, worry this. Then last night I got one kayamita from Penang, one lady. You know what she told me? Brother, thank you so much. Not until you explain all this. He say in Hokkien, why ma jin jia ban tang wan? Ha mi tu be sai, especially zabokia. Oh, he say, after I hear what you say, now I dare to do already. Last time I dare not want, he say, I scared all the ban tang become true. No? He say, lu zho ane kwan, lu si zabo, lu sui ji si lang. You dare to go against? You don't understand, then, che yi zhap go, ai jia zai, but you don't know what is it, understand? Then you forgot, si liao, lu bei ki jia. Why? Fear. Because you don't understand. Do you understand? When you understand all this, no more pantang. What is important is true to yourself. When I understand, I follow nature's law. I obey law of karma. If I break a precept, that's why the Buddha very wise. You know how he word the precept? He said, I undertake the training rule to? He didn't say, thou shall not know. Then you panic, isn't it? Buddha said, cannot also I do. But he never say. He said, I undertake the training rule. What is that training rule? To train yourself in mindfulness. Understand? No? To be aware. And when you are aware, sensitive, you cannot break. So that you exercise restraint. You abstain from healing, taking life, causing harm. Then you become sensitive. Then you ask, if people harm me, kill me, what happened? I suffer, isn't it? So if I harm people, kill people, or insect or organism, they also suffer, isn't it? That's why I got karma. Whatever you do to people, happen to you. And then with all this understanding, you become different. Then you will not do. Then no need to worry about pantang, what people say. Understand? You understand it clearly through the Dhamma. Then you know how to act. Then every situation can be resolved. It's a reality. Why are you worried? Like we understand, whatever will be. So trust your nature. Understand? You taken care of karma already, you worry what? Nature will take care of you. But if you don't take care of karma, you worry also no use. Understand? Sure, come on. And they say, karma like that. The moment you kena, non-stop one bundle, come on. You know why? When you kena the first one, you become fearful there. You worry there. You got afflicted in there. All this mind state, good or bad? So you set the condition for? Lagi kaulat eh karma lai. And you talk about feng shui. Feng shui is to avoid all this negativity so that you stay in a peaceful place, quiet place, so that the chi is very good, conducive. Then bad karma cannot arise, understand? But you cannot hide there forever, no. And the other thing about feng shui, you don't believe your house like that, everything like that, it will always give you the good chi, magic. You know nature is what? Ever moving, in a state of flux. And the most ridiculous people who don't understand is, so fast 12 o'clock? 11:30 picture. Oh, take photo. I take 15 minutes. I think 15 minutes now. Where was I? Very good. Okay. Everything is in a state of flux. And the most ridiculous one, you think your house forever same feng shui? You know why? You are living on a... You live on this one. Which is a planet. And this planet do what? You think it stays still in space? Rotate on its axis. Understand? No? That's why you got the four seasons. Season also change. You think your house same? Then go around the sun. The forces of nature is all different and you won't believe all this. Understand? There is one story, I don't know who tell me, I don't know whether it was Sui An or not. The feng shui guy was giving people feng shui. You know. Then the police come and catch him. You know. He didn't even know police will come and catch him. You know. But he can tell you your future. You know. Understand? You will have luck, you will what? If you don't take care of this, you don't listen to me, this will happen to you. But he himself want to go to jail also, he don't know. And you believe this type of feng shui. The other one, Let's see and explain. Yeah. Oh, real case, not a story,
No, not a story. Actually, it's a real case. There's a very famous feng shui master in Hong Kong. And then there's this family, very famous family in Guangzhou. So the family somehow have a lot of problems, and they invited this feng shui master to go to Guangzhou to go and check the feng shui of the family and see how to adjust, So while trying to adjust the cemetery there, the feng shui master said, this is the best place, you adjust it this way. Then suddenly there was a landslide, and the feng shui master died there.
See, you believe it or not?
He said it's the best place.
The best feng shui,
to die,
you know.
He died.
So don't be gullible anymore. Take care of karma. The real problem you don't want to resolve.
He doesn't even know when he's dying and where he's going to die.
And he can tell you that feng shui very good. Very good, thank you. So we go for photo. Okay, we continue afterwards. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. I think another 10 minutes. Don't so fast go. Okay, page 149. So I answer this lady. Mindfulness. It's a very good question. You see, mindfulness is a Pali word. Mindfulness. We were at this point that. Full of what? Awareness. But you never inquire or ask, what does this mean? The mind is full of what? If you say full of thought, definitely not sati, is it? Sati is awareness before the knowing, before the thinking. So, it is full of what? That lady, you know what she answered? I actually define as mind in fullness of the moment, of that moment. But he never answered me, full of what in that moment? Your words, that's why you don't understand, say you don't understand. Then I explain, then you develop your own contemplation and understand. Full of attentiveness, awareness, you aware, you are not thinking. That's why when you are attentive, you cannot think. When you are aware, you cannot think. Your mind can do only one thing at a time. What is your mind doing? Heedlessly lost in thought, preoccupied with what you think and worry about. Are you mindful? Are you mindful? Definitely not, is it? So if you got unresolved problem, it creates that type of attachment, fear, worry through your thought, repeatedly reminding you. You are always worrying, understand now, lost in thought. So how can you be aware? Aware means no problem. This moment, this reality, I just silence my mind. Whatever problem, I reflect, understand, I resolve. Finish. Then I don't carry, understand or not? Then nothing in my mind, like the table, space. Your mind don't have problem. So, space. In order. You understand? When you don't resolve all the rubbish on the table, every time you think, you see all this problem, understand? Unresolved. Then, you don't know how to resolve, you go and worry about it. You go and create your own fear. This is what lack of understanding lead to suffering, misery. Then you don't love yourself. You cause so much mental negativity and suffering to yourself. Then your body 80% water. What happened? The cell will mutate, understand or not? The scientists already proved to you. Then you get into trouble, become cancerous and all things. Your mutation of cell means the crystal come out all not natural. Because of the fear, the negative energy. So heck hazard one, the crystal all not nice one. So if your whole body 80% is liquid and water, subject to this type of vibration, you are going to have problem. But if you are mindful, heedful, every day listen to Dhamma, listen to chanting, good vibration, you nourish that cell and they become very healthy. Then the cell, the crystal becomes so beautiful. That's how you have good body, good mind to support your meditation and make you good. And this is what meditation is all about, what the Dhamma is all about. When you understand, you become beautiful. Okay? Why no response? Ayo. If not, it won't go either, I tell you. Like just now I say, finally, I thought you need Dhamma, but end up what? Dhamma book also printed, also the one to read. Then, audio file website also created already, also the one to access. Then what you want? Every day come and listen. Then do nothing. You're wasting your time, isn't it? That day Garrett say, don't waste your precious life. And don't think you can always have long life. Understand not? The moment your breath stops, your form and mind is gone now. Then you don't have a vehicle to help you to cultivate and understand this. So you better don't procrastinate anymore. Wake up, don't sleep anymore. You have been sleeping for eons. Still want to sleep? Still want to sleep? Very good, Kehun. I like your style, your approach now so different, you're so confident. So I will never sleep. Tell yourself. It still doesn't explain anything, right? The way she answered. When you say mind in fullness of the moment, what are you trying to tell me? Because within that moment, you can also think, correct or not? So your mind can be full of thinking within that moment. That's why these people, they never meditate and they never really look at it. That's why they cannot understand. Then they only use word, understand or not? They talk present moment, ma. So my mind, in fullness of the moment, ma. Correct or not? But the understanding is not there where you didn't really reflect, contemplate, and understand what is be with the moment. Be with the moment without thought, yes. Then you are just aware. Then the next part is what? She wants to argue some more. Is it? No, you can't think when you are in the moment. How can you think? You are supposed to? Then I straight away answer. Is it? You can be in the moment and still think, correct or not? Correct or not? You don't have stability or mindfulness. You are not aware. Within the moment you think, you don't think. You think lucky more, I tell you. Because your thinking can only be within the moment. No? You understand? No? Heedless people also think every moment. No? Because that moment is the only reality. Moment to moment, life passes by. What are you doing? What did I say? You are too busy? Thinking, worrying about your problem. Are you in a state of sati? No. Then you say, if I'm in the moment, I cannot think. No? If you believe what you say, then what happened? Every time you're thinking in the moment also, you thought you are not thinking. You understand or not? I'm in sti, you know. I can be in the moment, no. The thought tell you I'm in the moment, no. Understand or not? The thought is thought. Thought is thinking. You can follow or not? You must train your mind until really the silent mind appear. Then you can be aware of it. You are in contact with it. That's how no thought come about. That's why all meditation is to train your mind to be aware, mindful, so that the heedless thinking cease. The moment you are without thought, you're already aware. Why must you try to be mindful? Let the thought cease. Just let things be. It will go back to its original state. That's why when you understand, meditation is very simple. When you don't understand, it becomes havoc. You don't know what you are doing in the name of meditation. Okay, we end here, 4.1. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay? So, yes. Wait. Use the mic.
Mindful. Not mind empty. Why mindful?
You go and ask the English translator who translates sati la. Because he used the word mindfulness. Means what is he trying to tell you? What is he trying to tell you? Mindful means what? I'm asking you an English word. Because you are trying to tell me mindful means full of mind. No! That mind, you ask yourself first, slowly, and otherwise you end up like the girl who asked. You say mindful. But you don't want to know the mind. What mind is that? What mind is that? It is the... listen, I'm asking you the question. When you say your mind full, we have mindfulness, ma? Mind is full. What mind is it? You got two minds, eh? What are... So the mundane mind is in fullness. What did the mundane mind do? Think a lot, understand how? Got fear, got worry. The true mind doesn't think. So to me, why you want to use mindful? Just aware, understand how?
Right.
The right word should be aware.
That's right why I say why mindful.
You know, if you use mind emptiness, become three syllables, understand? And what is emptiness? Also, you don't know. Okay, empty lah. This container, when it don't carry anything, is it empty? You think empty space, you got nothing? This space that you see, empty or not? There's so many things inside there. You never check what is empty. Empty is not nothingness, no. You understand? So don't go and come up with all these names. Do it and experience that. Then you will understand the words are not important. Do you understand? Why you want to argue over the word? That's why I want to teach you to understand, but you are not listening. You are keep on questioning the same direction of questioning. You understand? In that way, you don't learn. Because you don't want to reflect on what I say. You are not listening. Understand or not? You are using your idea, your knowledge, your conditioning to answer me. Understand? Or ask some more questions. Do you understand? If you really think what I say may not be right, very simple. Reflect on it, contemplate, or understand, then prove me wrong. That is what investigation is all about. You understand? Keep on asking questions but not listening. Understand? But you didn't even give yourself a chance. You didn't even try to understand what I say. Do you understand? And if you don't do that, how can you know this is the fact, the reality or not? This is right or not? And I try my best to put in another way to explain to you. You again don't listen. You want to argue on the word. Understand or not? Why not mind emptiness? Why mindfulness? Because you never reflect on what people tell you. That's why you will not learn. You don't have an open mind. You keep on speaking from the cup which is full. Understand or not? You think you know. That's where the danger is. That's why you don't know, but your attitude is like that. Understand or not? Your attitude should be what? Listen attentively. Then find out. I already say you didn't listen to me. But I ask you what mind, you keep on answering the other one. And then when I say you got two mind, then only you start to understand what I say. And yet you still don't understand. Although you say mundane mind, but you didn't investigate what is a mundane mind. What that mind is doing. You see the point or not? So, learn to invest it, learn to listen attentively. Then, like Polai, just follow instruction and do, find out. Then the result comes, stillness, silence, no pain. This is how you learn, understand or not? You argue, can you learn? You think you are not arguing, Pardon me for saying that. It will hurt your ego. What you are doing is, those who can see, you are arguing. You keep on saying, why not this, why not that? Means your view, understand or not? And yet you don't see. You say, I'm not arguing. Just like a person get angry. I'm not angry with you. Understand? But inside already anger. So why do you want to do this type of thing? That is the mundane mind talking. Why don't you silence your mind? Develop the understanding of what sati is. Then the word is not important. You understand what I'm trying to teach you. Try is by who? Who try? Who try? Your thought is trying, understand? Then how can you learn? Don't try. Have faith. Investigate. Investigate means what? I give myself a chance. I just follow instruction. Then I find out. Then don't need to try, understand? Who is trying? You just silence your mind. Need to try or not? If you cannot do it, then you know why. The mental hindrances are there. Your spiritual faculties are not there. So, work on the spiritual faculty. Train your mundane mind to be aware. These are more tangible. It's just like you go and worry about problem. You keep on asking problem, question. But you never want to improve yourself. You don't want to develop the understanding to step by step train your mind to be heedful. You can follow. So slowly, don't worry. At least I explain, then you find out whether this is something that can help you. So that your old way, which is not the right way, that's why you keep on staying the way you are, where you don't change, you don't improve. Where your attitude is like that, your conditioning is like that. The way you look at things is like that. You're not listening. And you think you know. From your viewpoint, you always tell people what you think. You won't learn that way. When I learn from my teacher, I never say anything. I just listen. Then if I don't understand, I ask. But my nature don't need to ask. When I listen, I will know. Then if I need to use, I use. That's why I learn. Okay? Sadhu, hopefully it will help you.